It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, because of the participation of tens of millions of supporters of the Buy American Made campaign, we have been able to focus America's consumers on the need for more industrial and service jobs right here in the United States of America. Together, we have become a voice for change as we promote the need to restore no less than 50% of every item sold in America being made in America again. With all of the new products being invented and placed on the market, there is a growing opportunity to manufacture products made in the USA and expand our network of jobs and job skills. Through our efforts, we see that it's really up to America's consumers to create a demand for items with Made in the USA labels. Now, we all know that the global market is here to stay, but by directing more of our purchasing power to items produced by American-based suppliers, we continue to work toward the 50-50 balance between domestic and imported products available in America's stores. Since many companies stated that they were moving overseas for cheaper labor and greater profits for their investors, I think it's time for us to shop around and support the businesses that did not abandon America so they are able to increase their product lines and get more Americans working again. Now, as we continue to promote the Buy American Made campaign, we will once again expand our efforts during November, which is now American Made Month. Mark your calendar and visit our internet site, AmericanMadeMonth.com. And by the way, there's also a link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com directed to American Made Month. Thanks for your participation and for spreading the word about all of our efforts and the Buy American Made campaign. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.